Hello everyone and welcome back to a very special episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. If you haven't already guessed from the title or the massive balloons behind us, it is our 100th podcast episode recording today. A real milestone for us. I'm very happy about it.
I know, who'd have thought?
When we first did that podcast in the conference room over there with the grainy camera and the terrible audio that we had, that we'd be sitting here today 100 episodes later. So, yeah, very happy about it. And for our 100th episode, we thought it would be fun to take a bit of a look back over the last 100 episodes, or 99, I guess, technically, and just recap what some of our favourite moments were, some funny things that we've thought of. So we've got a list of questions that Andy and I have prepared separate answers to that we haven't seen each other's answers. Beth has made sure that there's no duplicates in there, and we're just going to go through them, read off some funny stories, some funny anecdotes, and just, yeah, relive the last 100 episodes of the podcast, I guess. So do you want to kick off with the first one?
I can do, if you like.
Go for it.
So question number one was, what's the name of your podcast and why did you choose it? Well, we were on the second name, technically. We did start off with the Target Transfers podcast, but then we realised it's probably to make it a little bit simpler for everyone to find. And the podcast is by us, but it's not really about us. It's there to be helpful and educational. So we thought the Garment Decorators podcast had a bit of a nicer ring to it, and it would hopefully be easier for people to find it, because it's there to be a educational piece or something to help people throughout their day, so that way they can be a part of it that way as well.
Yeah, if you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew. I also wrote on mine that I think it was because the reason that we kind of also came up with the name is because I used to intro all of the podcasts. Hello and welcome back to the Target Transfers podcast, the number one podcast for garment decorators. And then we were like,
that sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds better. We'll just go with that. Yep. So yeah, that was the reason behind our podcast. The second one was, what has been the biggest lesson you've learned since starting the Garment Decorators podcast? And I think we're going to have similar answers on this one, which is perfectly fine. But my first one was audio.
We
were not audio experts when we started this. We bought what we thought was a very cool, snazzy looking podcast mic, which, to be fair, does work very well, but not one mic between two people. We learned very quickly.
Yep. And there's lots of audio experts out there, as we found out.
They are. Yes, we learned from the best. And we're still learning today. We still make mistakes.
I meant that more sarcastically, to be honest with you. But there's lots of people on YouTube in the comments that were audio experts.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, that was interesting. But we bypassed that. It's all good. And then I think for me, the second one is the way that we present and the way that we speak to each other. Like, when I was looking back over like the very first episodes, and I think partly it's probably because we know each other better now and we've like worked together for longer, but also just the way that we present is more, I want to say informal, but it's not. I feel like we just flow better now.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a weird thing to start doing, isn't it, doing a podcast
about something that's not really that personal to you as well.
So I think it's I think as we kind of found our way on how we can, you know, some the constructive feedback we got from people about things they'd like to hear and learn about. I mean, we could kind of adjust as we needed to make it a bit more interesting for people as well. I also had, for me, it's the sort of the level of detail that needs to go into the background planning of it as well, to make sure that we
why didn't I think about that? Oh my God.
Because it's not just as simple as, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of an element where we could just come down and talk about a subject, because we've both been doing this for many years now.
Yeah.
But I think it does help that the more that we can sort of plan about it and actually have a little bit of a, not necessarily a narrative, but some sort of talking points that we had to make sure that we get across, so that we don't miss information that could be useful for people on a particular subject.
Yeah, I think a podcast come across as very informal and relaxed, which they are when you sit down to record them, but you need to do the prep work beforehand to have that flow conversation. Yeah. Otherwise it kind of, I don't know, you don't get exactly what you want out of it. You miss questions, you look back and go, oh, I wish I'd have asked this, or 100%. And we try our best to get, you know, really cool guests on for you guys, people that are relevant in the industry, people to tell their stories about their businesses so that you can learn from them, share ideas, connect. So we try and have a range of guests on, but sometimes it's just me and you talking fun stuff about garment decorating. Okay, Andy, this one I'm interested in.
Okay.
For your opinion, what have been your top three all-time favourite podcast moments?
I'm going to be honest. This is one of the questions I didn't get the chance to prepare
for. Oh, this
for.
Is the one that I really wanted to know. Oh, damn it. Okay, right. Do you want me to go and then you can think of something while
go.
I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So mine kind of links. So the first one, and the reason that this came into my head is because we actually had James from Audis come in this week and visit us, and it kind of triggered a bit of a like running joke between us and Audis in my head, and it's about James's spotlight. He deep down loves being on camera, mm-hmm. but he kind of likes to brush it off as if he doesn't. But what I thought was hilarious was that when Kyle and Tiff came in to do the podcast, they came in person, so it was the four of us sitting chatting here. It was really good. They were brilliant guests, really funny. It was one of my personal favorite episodes, mm-hmm. not just to record but to edit back and to release. And it just seemed like we'd hit like a good sort of flow of podcasting by that point. And they were brilliant guests. But the thing that made me laugh is that in the podcast, they made a point of mentioning the fact that they were taking James's spotlight. And just that moment right there for me was like, when they're coming onto our podcast and saying that, that just made me chuckle. And I look back on that and I'm like, that's just never going to die, is it? That's a
true
one that's going to run forever. The other one for me was when we hit 1,000 downloads. And the reason I picked this one for me personally was because I don't think it was that long after we started the podcast that we hit 1,000 downloads, which is pretty cool, to be honest with you. We did strategically launch our first episode around about the time of Printmer and Promotion, which was a very good idea, I think. But yeah, we hit 1,000 downloads and we did the exact same thing. We got 1,000, not 1,000 balloons that said 1,000. And yeah, it was just, I think for me as well, because I think I'd only been here for, God, was it a year, 2 years at that point?
It was barely, pretty
early on. And I feel like it was something that we'd started and like accomplished something mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
And we brought Martin down and there were some good bloopers from it. And it's just a nice memory from my part. And then not long after that, we did our first episode with Dane. I think it was actually Dave in the same week.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, obviously we do podcasts all the time with Dave now. We love him. He's great.
It was early August 2022 when you hit 1,000 downloads.
Okay.
When did you start the podcast?
Oh, so it was just over...
I think we started in April of that year.
That's impressive.
Was it the same year?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think... Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive. Mm. That's very impressive. At the time I was super excited to have Dave on the podcast, so that was a milestone for me. Have you thought of any in the minute that or do you want to swiftly move on to the next question?
The question was the favourite podcast moments, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you have anything that springs to mind?
So I think there's a couple that spring to mind. I think the first time we had Stephen in from Proud and Gifted was because I hadn't met him before. I think you'd done like a call with him because he'd done like a masterclass with us.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd met him before. So when he came in and he was just like all energy, all positivity, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That was really fun.
Yeah.
He
was great. I feel like he was the first guest that really brought like the energy to the podcast.
Yeah.
And he needed that.
He was really good. I thought that the episode with our newly self-appointed podcast director was a lot of fun. And we did a bit of a quiz, but it was a bit of a lopsided quiz, I seem to remember as well, wasn't it?
It was. I had great fun, but I reveal our podcast director, who's now sat behind the camera, did not enjoy it as much as we did.
No.
Hence why she directs our podcast now.
Yeah. So I think those are the two that kind of a couple that stand out as being, you know, they're particularly fun, those ones.
They were good. Yeah. I enjoyed that. The Stephen one actually links back to mine for another question a bit later on. So we'll loop back to that one. What has been your most viewed episode? Did you have a chance to look this up or do you want me to?
No, I thought I'd let you surprise me with this one.
Has he done any of the homework?
He hasn't done any of the homework. Does he take our 100th podcast episode seriously? I don't know. Okay. I mean,
We'd have to have a duplicate answer, wouldn't we?
Yeah, all right, fair enough. That's a cop-out, but I'll give you that. Yeah, okay. So our most viewed episode ever, and this is across all platforms. So obviously we release on YouTube, the video version, and then we do Apple, Spotify, I think Amazon, like all of the streaming platforms. Yeah. So combined, our most viewed episode ever have all been related. There's like two or three that are of the same vibe, and it's how to start a business, okay. how to start yep. a printing business. So we do have an updated version coming for 2025, which I'm not sure I've told Andy yet, but we do have an updated version coming yep. for next year, because that's obviously a very popular topic,
yeah.
not just for our listeners, but for people that discover the podcast, for people that are looking to further their side hustles in 2025, get mm-hmm. started, etc. So we are going to update that one. But yeah, that's our most viewed podcast episode and related as well.
Cool.
Do you have an answer for the next one? Because I wasn't sure on
which
this
was
one.
The next question.
What's been the most...
I think I've got some of my answers out of order. So that's why... I'm not blaming you. I'm saying... I passed them on to you in the wrong order, I think.
Right, okay. So what has been the most requested episode?
I don't know is the honest answer. I guess because I don't see all the requests coming into the social inboxes so much. I know that we did have a comment the other day about one of our listeners wanted Dane back. He was missing his Dane fix. So it could be Dane Clement and his art working advice that he's been giving to people. I think is probably recently the most requested episode for sure.
100%. And the art working video series that we did with Dane. Everyone wants the next drop of those. So they are coming, guys, I promise. But yeah, we could get Dane back on for sure. I actually wasn't 100% sure, because I think... we've been doing this for a few years now. That's a long time. That's a lot of comments and a lot of requests. But I think we're quite lucky in the sense that the comments that we get are people engaging with us. Like, they ask questions. They leave us like, oh, great podcast. Really enjoyed this one. And we kind of get good feedback for majority of the episodes that we put out in terms of the topics we discuss. Have you noticed any particular...
So the general feedback that I've seen across the board is that people really enjoy the brands. So like when
different wholesalers,
like manufacturers and stuff like that. Mm. So maybe we'll line somewhere there.
Yeah, well if you're listening to this, do go and leave. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, just go and leave a comment. Send us a direct message and be like, I'd really like to see this person on. And just tag them in the most recent podcast-related post. And we can always try and make that happen.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be people in the Heatprint space. If it's relevant to business, marketing, any of that kind of stuff, we can always try and get people on for you guys. Okay, is there anything, Andy, that you would like to change or wish you could erase from happening from the last 100 episodes?
I know what this is going to be.
I think it still comes back to audio. I mean, we did have a lot of like...
yeah.
What
did you think it was going to be?
I think there's a related question later on, I think, isn't there? That has a more interesting answer, probably, to be fair. I think it's... I know the answer you're talking about, Bed.
Oh, guys,
it's the next question. It's the next question.
Oh, okay, good. Suspense.
But I think, you know, we did have quite a lot of snarky comments, but some of them were, you know, not necessarily coming from the right place, but they weren't necessarily wrong either.
No,
some of the audio
weren't.
You listened to back. I think the one in the stuff in the conference room wasn't too bad, but it was when we first sat here and did it before we had some soundboards. So for any kind of audio nerds that are listening, we're in the corner of our showroom, so it does mean there's a big empty space in front of us,
and it's all hard walls and
so
glass.
We got a lot of echo the first time round as well, so that really didn't help. But that would be the main one to get started, because it probably took us about the first sort of, I don't know, 8 to 10 episodes before we kind of really figured that out.
More than that. Something even that,
yeah. Yeah, there's always adjustments we're making, but we definitely learned a lot along the way.
Yeah, we have. And I mean, we have obviously the mics we record on now. We have other mics as well. And I think it depends on who's here, whether we're doing it virtually or not. Like, there's multiple different ways we can do it. But we just try and produce the best quality audio and video we can for you guys. So,
is that the original mic?
No. That is up there behind Andy's head. That is the microphone that we recorded the first ever podcast on. Yep. I'm not knocking it. It's a good mic when it's positioned properly. But when it's in the middle of a very large table for two people in an echoey space, it does not serve very well.
You don't want to sit next to each other.
I think in our heads we were like, this is just what podcasters do. They sit at the opposite side of the table.
It made for a better visual look as well.
Yeah, it did.
Because I don't think we didn't have any... chairs in here at this at that point, I don't
know. No, I nicked these from the upstairs staff lounge and they never got them back. I wrote for that question, I just put RIP to the conference room setup.
Yeah.
Was all I wrote because I don't miss that space at all. I'm looking at it. It's a great room for meetings, but it's not aesthetic. It's
with a couple of mics in there now, it'd probably be fine because it's not going to echo much in there.
Yeah, but look at our cool set. Yeah,
now we've got these nice sort of boutique-y sections too as well. They look quite cool.
If I had my way and we were properly... Oh, soundboard just collapsed on the note of audio.
Yeah.
Things go wrong all the time. It's all good. Director, we need to fix the sound. if I had my way, I'd pull that table out. I'd reset all of it. But yeah, this is just the easier, more modifiable, if that's even a word, version. Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. I couldn't think of one for this, but I knew that you probably might have one for me. So I wasn't too concerned. What has been your most embarrassing moment on the podcast?
So I didn't have one for you, actually.
You didn't?
Because I don't get to see the edits, the full version, do I?
Yeah, but you sit and record the whole thing with me.
I did leave a note for Beth to be like, help me out here. And
did director pull through?
Tell me where one of the bodies are buried. But she was very nice. She was very nice and didn't do anything. But I could think of one for myself.
Okay, go on then.
So for anyone that's listening, generally speaking, when we record this, for the most part, there's not too many edits in it. Like, there's way less than there used to be, at least. So we're not worried about taking spaces or ums or things like that out because we don't need to. But sometimes we'll get something wrong. We might say something wrong. We'll talk about a product that's not quite ready to be released.
Whoopsies.
And then what we'll do, we tend to just, like, leave it, do a clap so Molly can find it in the audio, and then she'll cut that piece out. But I guess maybe 1 week she was in a bit of a rush, didn't necessarily listen to the audio back to check it.
I know what you're going to say.
So I'm at a family gathering and my brother-in-law and his girlfriend are like, oh, we've been watching the podcast. Like, surprised you left that bit in about you spilling water all down yourself.
Do you know what?
And I was like, oh, great, because I didn't, you know, I don't really want to watch myself back on the podcast. But I was like, well, I know Molly would, because it was like, I spilled it down myself. And then I even said, can you edit that out, please? And clapped, I think, as well. And you probably just like, yeah, I think that one went fine. Post.
I genuinely don't even, I remember you coming in and telling me, and I don't even know if I edited it or whether I think I asked you and you were like, I was out there, I'll just leave it.
It's because, the lid wasn't on the top of my drink properly, so when I picked it up, it's kind of like, ooh,
do you know what's hilarious? The funniest thing is that the next question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've witnessed the other person doing? Yeah. And I wrote word for word, Andy dribbled water down himself while a guest was speaking and thought no one saw, tried to find a clip from the episode to insert here. I honestly don't even recall what went through my head during that edit process. No. The only memory I have from that episode is you actually dribbling it, and that's a very risky thing to do right about now. Action replay, no, he's learned from his mistakes. Is you actually doing it and then you coming in the next week and being like, that didn't get cut. And I was like, ooh, whoops. I have no recollection of me actually editing that episode. So,
yeah, well, you didn't. That's why.
I didn't edit it. I just put the front and the back on. That was it.
Do we remember the actual episode?
I think it was just a me and you, wasn't it?
I think so,
because
yeah.
I said to you, I went, did you just dribble?
I feel like if it was some of the guests that we've had on, a lot of them would have like
joked about it. Oh, I don't remember. We'll find it. Insert clip here. Okay. What is the funniest thing that's happened to you on the podcast? I really struggle with this one because I feel like I just take the mickey out of myself all the time. I feel like Andy's in terms of personality roles, I think Andy's the composed, organised adult, and I'm the one that makes the silly jokes when we have guests on and get the mickey taken out of me all the time, which is totally fine. Live for the lulz, that's fine. But the only thing I could think of was that I recorded part of the Headwear Live promo with a cap on that was way too big for me.
The
thumbnail for that was just ridiculous. Me with like this red Beachfield cap that just like stuck over my forehead. The second one was when Matt called me out for scrambling for release paper on the Friday Lives. Savage. Matt. Yeah, that was a recent one. And then my last one, which links back to Stephen from Proud and Gifted. So when Stephen was here, do you remember at the end of the episode? I think we'd finished recording the podcast at this point as well, so it wouldn't be on there. he wanted us to do his catchphrase his phone.
Yeah. Yep.
And he did it on like selfie mode or something. And we all had to like get in the frame and he told us what to say. And I think me and you were both really hesitant as to like how to match his energy or like how bold to go. Or so the first take was us being like, and then he went, that was rubbish. And we had to do it again. And then it was us being like, and we went for it the second time. But I just remember that being hilarious because after the first one, we all just burst out laughing. Like, that was pathetic. So that was kind of podcast related, kind of not. But yeah, do you have any responses for that one?
I think for me, I would also kind of perhaps tie this into the weirdest moment slash could kind of go hand in hand. I think probably the episode we did a couple of months ago when we got listeners to submit what's the strangest thing you've heat pressed onto, and one of them was like, oh, I was doing this, I think it was like a stag do bachelor party or something like that, and then they're like, yeah, and then a couple of weeks later I guess they're like, it's a part that they've not fused something properly and like that, I found a nipple on the floor.
Oh yeah. Rogue nipple.
That was it, yeah.
Look exactly like the groom.
And, yes. They had tattoos.
Yep.
Couldn't find the nipple and thought, oh well. And then my question was, well, does everyone just think he has one nipple?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah, so I think that whole episode was quite a good one anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear some more weird and wonderful things that you've decorated or funny stories that have happened to you in your print shops, because that's always interesting.
I will promise to not look at the comments of this video. I will let Beth look at all the comments if you leave your funny stories down below, and we'll do a part two to that episode because that was funny. Okay, do you remember recording the first episode and what did you think at the time?
I do remember recording it because, you know, it was in the conference room down there. We had we had the one mic, so we've kind of gone through it a little bit already. We definitely remember it. In terms of what did I think at the time?
What the hell am I doing?
I was like, I think it probably went all right. Because it was only like a 20-minute, I think, one, was it? It wasn't a long one.
No, the first one was the Ultra Colour Max.
Yeah, but it was like it was quite a promo-ing one. It's just like exciting thing.
Okay.
But I think because we'd already been doing the lives for a little bit before that it wasn't too difficult for us to sit and talk about a subject.
And we weren't live at the time, so we were like, oh, if it goes... I think the first episode we weren't planning on releasing as the first episode. I remember saying to you, let's just go downstairs and record a test episode. And then because it went all right, we were like, may as well use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, first episode that you all listened to, in our heads, we didn't think we were ever going to release. So my answer for this one, I actually wrote a paragraph, so I'm just going to read it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I wrote that I was excited to actually be doing it because we'd spoken about it, but I was worried that it was one of those things that wasn't going to materialise. And I hadn't been here for that long either, so like it wasn't too big of a deal. But in my head, I was like, oh, it would be really cool and it would be really innovative for us. It's something that the industry doesn't have. And I'm just glad that we did it when we did it, because now we're in a position where we have a cool set, cool audio, good guests, that kind of thing. If we'd have waited a year, we would have obviously been like a year behind. And I was just excited to be doing it. And it was something new. It was something excited. Something exciting, and the first episode was just a test. I think looking back now, if you had told me what we'd be doing now with it and the guests that we'd have had on and people that actually listen regularly, thank you to all the listeners, I don't think I'd have believed you. I think I would have just been like, yeah, we'll see, like maybe, but it has grown more than I think either of us thought it would, and that's amazing. What is the most memorable episode for you personally? And the first thing I wrote was intro / bloopers to the heat printing myths episode. Play if needed. Okay. Because, some of those were quite funny, heat printing myths.
Okay.
For some reason. I'll insert that here. Actually, let me see if I can find the episode because I might play it to you. It was quite funny. Do you have any in the meantime for that one?
Yes. So
go
I think
then.
For
I'll
me,
try and find this. You do it.
In a way, probably the first one, because it was more so the reaction we got from it. So when we released it the Saturday before PMP of 2022, I think it was. So it was in April. And we released it the day before because we had a new product that we were bringing to the show. And we just thought, we're waiting to release it to very close to the show. We didn't want anyone who was attending the show for the surprise to be revealed. It's actually the first time director film transfers were at Printman Promotion. was with us. But what really staggered me, so we went out, it was probably like 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
We timed it quite strategically, didn't we?
Premier promotion starts on a Sunday and it goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But even on the Sunday and on the Monday, people were coming up to me already and be like, oh, really enjoyed the podcast yesterday. And I was like, wow. We didn't even do lots of promo for it. We did a little bit. But because we wanted to release it at the last minute, it meant that there was not too much opportunity to know about it. Some people are, oh, I wouldn't have even known to come to the show if I hadn't been listening. But it just showed me that, oh, wow, there's a real appetite for podcasts like this in the industry because they'd obviously been waiting or perhaps even searching for one, not having any luck. And then when we released it, like, oh, brilliant, there's something to actually cover here that I'm interested in. So, like, oh, that was like, oh, wow. So, like, literally one day later, people were already coming up to us and be like, oh, thanks for doing that. It was really interesting. It was memorable because it obviously had an impact after, like, a day, which was really good.
I found the episode. I don't actually remember why I wrote this, but I'm going to play it to you anyway, just to see. I'm going to hold my mic to it so we get the audio. Ready? Heat printing myths. Transfers. Let's go.
Is it recording?
Top that corner.
Apologies.
That's okay. I don't think that was the best intro I've done anyway.
Doing great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, good podcast. Good podcast.
Thanks, that's real quick. There we go. He's kind of comes
okay,
out
let's try that again. Then, I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but that it did, and I thought that was funny. And then what else did I write for this one? Oh, yeah, I'm reacting to funny heat print stories.
Yeah.
Comedy factor. That was probably the funniest episode I think we've ever done. That was good.
So the next question for me, I'll be honest with you, I missed a couple here. The next one I had an answer for is the, if you could host a podcast anywhere for one episode, where would you choose? Did you have an answer for that one?
I do, but you skipped a few.
Yeah, that's just because I didn't have any answers. They're the ones I didn't get the chance
okay,
to.
Okay, well, shall I just run through my answers for you and then we'll see if you have any comments about them.
Okay.
So the weirdest moment you've had on the podcast, I wouldn't necessarily say this was a podcast moment, but it was a bit of a... it just sticks out in my brain for some reason. I remember when we first had Printing on Sea in to record their podcast episode. And right before they arrived, I was doing something on the heat press. And I don't think I realised how far I'd lent into the heat press. Director remembers this. And I burnt myself on the heat press, but it wasn't even like a little burn. We had the auto clam and I full on lent into it and I had a burn mark across each shoulder. Do you remember this? And I had to sit there with like an ice pack and I can't even remember the time of year. Everyone had sweatshirts on.
Yeah.
But I had to put like an ice pack or like a cold compress in my top. Luckily, Andy was doing the podcast. I wasn't hosting that one. And I just sat there where Beth is now, like the whole time with these ice packs on me, just thinking, oh, this is so bizarre. Like that was just a bit odd for me.
I think you were wearing like a scoop neck tee as well. So there's no avoiding being able to see.
Yeah.
And we were like, hello, so nice to meet you. Heat printing is great. It's really safe. Don't worry.
Yeah, rookie error on my mistake. I was doing multiple things at the same time. I wasn't concentrating.
That's true. I would actually say, we won't go through the whole story, but there was a moment post that podcast that was probably one of the funniest moments.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Yeah.
She no longer has ginger hair.
If anyone wants to know the full story, you can ask us at the show and I'll tell you.
Yeah, that was something that we still talk about today in the office. Yeah, the next one I didn't really have a good answer for, so we'll skip that one. Do you have a pre-podcast routine and how has it changed since the first episode to now? I wouldn't necessarily say that we have a routine, but I would say that I normally set everything up about 10 minutes before, which normally leaves me quite sweaty and a bit dishevelled, I guess. And I sit down and try and be all calm and composed and I'm like, right, we're good to go now. And scene.
To be fair to Molly, Molly does all the heavy lifting when it comes to setting up the podcast. I kind of just turn up for the most part.
Which was my next point. Which was Andy just prepares a few answers from his desk and swans in. But the thing that, I don't want to say annoys me, the thing that I respect most about you is the fact that you have this way with words and your brain ticks in like a, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I think I've got more of an impulsive, like, the kind of person you can really think before you speak. Like, I'm probably not the best person to be the podcast host. I'm digging myself a hole here. Andy doesn't do that. He's just got this amazing way of, like, turning any conversation or any question into... Why is the director shaking your head?
Because I can see his ego inflating.
Yeah, but it's true. And he just told me I do all the heavy lifting, which I do, so...
It's going to be the sports day win all over again. We're never going to hear the end of it.
Oh, that was... Beth just brought up the sports day.
Oh, let's not. Right,
anyone,
moving on. I was
couldn't
just
quite pick up the audio
you.
From that one.
Okay, no. Okay, moving on. Andy's just got a great way with words, and he can prepare, swoop in, and record an amazing episode. Mm. And I'm very grateful for that, because if I'm not necessarily in our headspace, Andy always is. And, yeah, I normally do at least 2 to 3 intros before we get it right, so... Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a routine. I feel like we need to do a blooper before we start.
Me, like, it's just a good cough. I like to like clear my throat.
Yeah, Andy does do that.
Yeah. So I don't want to like run out of voice after like 25 minutes, something like that.
The funniest thing is as well is that Beth and I will be, so for anyone, no one's been upstairs in our offices, but Beth and I sit in like the open plan bit, and Andy obviously has like his office with the glass door. And even when the door is shut, if Andy coughs, we can all hear him and we all look at each other like, yeah, there he goes. It's brilliant. Okay, what skill or talent does the other one have that people may not know? Please tell me you answered this one.
I didn't know. I didn't have the chance to. I told you.
Did you answer any of these?
I got no. This is
oh,
where I kind
want
of paired off a little
you
bit.
Now. I might
reveal a hidden talent.
Yeah.
Come on.
What have you got? What do you reckon, Beth, for Molly?
Oh, that's a cop out. You asked the director. Help me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's not
good
at dancing.
That's really not what you were gonna say.
You are quite good at singing. We have karaoke sessions.
Maybe some songs coming out later in the year, isn't there?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah. So I keep forgetting
that's
about
true,
this.
Yeah.
But
that was quite quick that you put that song together the other day.
Lyric writer.
That's probably a good one.
But funny, not like serious. Like, you know, all the emotional love songs, like can't do that. But anything that's a bit who's that?
That's a good shout. Yeah.
No idea who that is. I was... Okay, so I've got a couple of odd ones. So one of them was that you have an obscure, is where I was going with that, talent for not feeling the cold or liking to be cold. It's like a silent fight as to who can get in here first and who can take control of the aircon, as to control the temperature of the room when we record podcasts, YouTube videos, lives, and anything else. I like to be not freezing in an ice box, and Andy likes to never feel any kind of warmth whatsoever. So polar opposite when it comes to that. Andy will leave the office and go for a walk in December with like a light jacket, and it'll be snowing outside, and we'll all be like,
To be fair though, if we're filming, it only means that I'm the one doing the presenting part.
Yeah, good point.
Standing in front of the 160 degree heat press.
Fair, but
yeah. So that's what I said to you the other day. Whoever's by the heat press gets to pick the temperature.
So when we did the Glimmer Live, I was obviously presenting, and after I was so like wrapped up in everything that was going on, I didn't even think to put the aircon on. Like, it was off the whole time, but because we had the heat press in there, like, it was warm in here. Andy said to me afterwards, he went, "Do you put the heating on?" I was like, "No." He went, "Well, I wasn't the presenter, so I didn't want to say anything." I thought, "Just be clammy for the hour." But I honestly didn't even think to put it on because I was so wrapped up in the live. But yeah.
And he was still warm.
Yeah, like, I mean, I was hot because I was by the heat press.
It was
but
quite
like
a warm day that way.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, September's been a very nice
September. Yeah, to be fair, I'll give you that, but that's quite funny. But yeah, Andy just, I don't know, doesn't feel the cold, and yeah, it's just funny. And another thing is that you have this great skill to take little nuggets of information that get dropped at any point in conversation, whether it be this morning, whether it be last year, and drop it at the perfect moment for comedic value.
Okay.
AKA Andy versus Molly, may I add. Well, no, it's just, it's true though, isn't it? Like, oh, we'll be having a conversation and it will be like something, it will always be like taking the mickey out of something, which is just hilarious, but it'd be like my nonsense of direction or something, and you'll just drop it at the perfect moment. I'd be like, how did you even remember that? Like, it's just comedy gold for the podcast, and it's brilliant.
That's a brain that has been wired for sweet revenge.
That's a bit concerning, actually, isn't it? Yeah, so...
Yeah, maybe that's big. Yeah, I guess you're an only child, Molly, so maybe that's like...
Yeah.
It's like an untrained part of the brain.
I don't necessarily... Yeah, so... Yeah, I have a story for that, but that's not for today. okay. Did you answer this one? If you could record the podcast? Oh, no, we skipped. So if you could host the podcast anywhere for one episode, where would you choose?
And this is something we kind of half requested, but they were a little bit like, I don't know. But I think it would still be fun to do one at PNP, like a live one there. Find a nice subject, have a couple of nice guests on it.
That would be your anywhere. Well, anywhere in the world.
I'm thinking like, let's keep it related to the podcast. We could do it in Hawaii or somewhere really nice. But
that would have been my choice.
But I was thinking, like, what is more relevant, perhaps?
This is why Andy's in charge.
So if anyone's listening, you should tell them that they should let us do a live podcast at the event in February.
I feel like we should do a like an emotional request now that Beth can clip for podcast. So
yeah, tag them in it.
Okay, so for the hosts of Print Room Promotion, this is our 100th episode. 100th? And we have a very loyal following. A lot of people discovered your show because of our podcast. And we would love to just record a nice half an hour episode on our stand that we pay for.
No, not in their stand.
In our stand?
No, on their knowledge centre.
On your knowledge centre, which we don't pay for. Thank you muchly. Good night. We can cut that out. I just wanted to do that. We'll cut that out. So we'll do an emotional recourse. Okay, so mine was, if you could host anywhere. So I thought it would be cool, because of all of the amazing partnerships that Styles in America have and DFC and all of that, I thought it'd be really cool to do it in like a big US sport arena, like while there's a really good game going on or something. You know how you see like the commentators in the box while like the people are like playing basketball or whatever in the background? I was like, that would be cool. We could set our little podcast up with the glass box, talk about the best heat printing for sports and, I don't know, equipment materials, all of that, while a massive like game is going on behind us. I thought that'd be quite cool.
That's a good call. Yeah, I like that.
No. Not quite the same. And also it's outside. Audio issues being a nightmare. My second one was, or a rooftop somewhere, think of the backdrop. Like, how cool would it be to go to New York and like do it with like a that was mine. I was a bit outside the box. Okay, I actually didn't answer this one. Okay. If you could bring anyone onto the podcast, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I mean, I guess if we're keeping it related to the podcast specifically, not just like anyone unrelated.
Well, no, that's the question later. Who would your dream podcast guest be? They're two different ones, so you can go extravagant.
I guess it should really be AC and Ethel Stahl, really, shouldn't it? That should be the ones.
Yeah, you know,
the original founders of Stahl's.
That's a good answer.
Hear from what it was like in 1932.
That would be such a cool episode.
So that would be a good one.
I haven't got one for that, but that's a perfect answer. We'll leave it there. So then the follow-up one for that, which is a bit lower down, but guess you'd love to have on the podcast. So that, was a bit more realistic, someone who is actually alive and in the 21st century. Like, who would you ideally want to have on for the 101st podcast? I feel like... I said to Beth beforehand, I was like, I have a really selfish, like, personal answer, and then a printing/business one.
Yeah.
So my printing/business one is, I feel like we haven't had Josh Ellsworth on this podcast yet, and that seems alien to me because, like, just why? Out of all the people at Styles, why has Josh not been on this podcast yet? I think it'd be really cool to interview our CEO, Carlene Gray, Group Style CEO, because she did a podcast with Cassie Green from Apparelist, and I loved it. It was such a interesting listen. Like, I was just hooked for the whole time that she was talking, and the way she describes. I mean, I suppose it's a bit more of a personal thing for us because we work here and it's our company. But just the way that she describes business and people, and I was just hooked the whole time. So I'd love to sort of have more of a conversation with her about that. From a selfish point of view, it's a nerdy plain answer.
Okay.
So there's a guy that invented like a certain method of something in World War II, and I just would love to like grill him on that, but he's dead now, so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like Tom Cruise.
Oh, that would be cool. Or Theo James. All right, it's not that impossible. Or Miles Teller, or the whole Top Gun cast. Oh my God, that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah, hilarious. Okay. Do you have any more? Any more guests?
No, I think that's some good answers there.
Okay. What changes have you seen in the heat print industry that are positive since we've started the podcast?
I think that people in the UK are a lot better at communicating, talking to each other, not just kind of, we have good relationships with lots, all of our customers.
Yeah.
But I think some of them from either, you know, being in comments on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, but now they're like, they're joining, there's lots of people who join the live at the same time and they talk amongst each other.
Yeah.
I think there's a much more of a community feel to it. I think people are starting to feel more comfortable. It's a bit of a kind of more of a US mentality to it, where there's like, there's enough work for everyone. So let's make everyone, let's build each other up rather than try and, you know, just keep all these secrets to ourselves and, you know, be very insular about it. But I think people are a lot better. You know, but I think part of it is there's a bit of a younger audience that's coming through in the industry.
Do you want to steal all my answers?
Sorry.
Or? I'll stop. I'm joking. No, you can continue.
But I think generally speaking, if you go to shows, it's the average age is lower than it was, say, 5 years ago.
100%.
Which I think is a positive thing, because a lot of these people are coming into the industry and they're doing it right and they're growing nicely and they're just putting a very positive attitude into it, which I think is really nice.
Yeah,
it's a lot less stuffy than when I joined like 7 years ago going to shows. They're much more interesting and fun.
Yeah, and the thing I'll add on that as well is I think people of the newer generations in this industry are approaching their business totally differently. Like, they're creating content for it. They're becoming a bit more mainstream. Like, they're not afraid of posting things on their Instagram about their business, whereas I feel like maybe 10, 20 years ago, obviously, A, social media marketing wasn't really a thing, but also the mentality of people like not wanting to share certain things about their business, whereas like you said, now it's, there's enough work for everyone and we kind of all know what the best blanks are, so we'll talk about where they come from and things like that. So I think that's really positive as well. Andy, what are your goals for the next 100 episodes of the Garment Decorators podcast?
For me, I would love to have more of our customers on, or more garment decorators. They don't have to be our customers, but people are in the industry, particularly in the UK. I love hearing people's origin stories whenever they come on, how they get started, why they get started, the mentality of why they got started. So interesting. And that's probably somewhere where many businesses in the UK are still really weak at telling their own story. So I think it's nice that we can find a way of telling their story, or encouraging them to tell their story. We can clip it, we can put it out there a bit more. But purely from a, as the person interviewing them, it's really interesting. So I'd love to have more and more guests on. So if you think you have an interesting story to tell, or if you know someone has an interesting story to tell, then do get in touch, because we'd love to have you on and talk about your business and your journey.
Yeah, 100%. Mine's not as deep and meaningful as that. I just put, include more bloopers. Because when I was watching the very early episodes back, the intros to our podcast, before the music, before anything, was 10 seconds of our bloopers from the episode, which, like you said, we probably don't have as many bloopers now because we cut less out, because we're professionals now. But we do still have some bloopers and some funny moments, or even just clip funny bits from the episode and put them at the beginning. I think it's a bit of a time thing. It's a bit of a quantity thing, but I think we should do that a bit more. And I put, mainly me, because Andy doesn't really do outtakes. That's what I wrote for that one. But yeah, on a serious note, this has actually been a really fun episode. I like, because we don't often just talk about the podcast, do we? So that's been fun. And yeah, I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody. I know I say it every week, but 100 episodes of this podcast, you listening, give us a reason to do it. We probably wouldn't be able to do this without you. So thank you very much to everyone who likes, subscribes, tunes in every single week, who comes to events and tells us how much they enjoy the podcast, who reacts on socials. I could go on and on. We really appreciate you. And if you are watching and you're not subscribed, don't forget to subscribe. We'll do that again.
There's a blooper.
Oh, my God. Don't forget to subscribe, because we will be doing another 100 episodes of the Garment Decorators podcast. Any other parting words, Adam?
No, just thank you to you for your hard work. Thank you to our podcast director for their hard work as well. It wouldn't happen without you two.
Until next time, guys. See you later.